Joe Biden claims he can expand legal migration by 360,000. By Neil Munro on January 5, 2023. President Joe Biden claims he can legally admit 360,000 extra migrants each year, despite Congress' annual cap of roughly 1 million migrants. "Today, I'm announcing that my administration is going to expand the parole program for people not only from Venezuela, but from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti," Biden told reporters at a White House press conference. Biden claimed he has the power to raise immigration numbers because the Republicans have refused to vote for his mass immigration policies. "I'm left with only one choice, to act on my own. Do as much as I can on my own to try to change the atmosphere," Biden said. The plan would use the soon-to-expire Title 42 border barrier to block illegal migration while also awarding 360,000 parole tickets that allow would-be migrants to work and live in the United States. The migrant plan is being touted by White House officials and establishment media sites as a carrot-and-stick policy. "This is more smoke and mirrors than carrots and sticks," responded Rosemary Jenks, the director of government relations at NumbersUSA.com. She added that the establishment media will accept the PR with, "Okay, thank you, may I have another?" The underlying problem is the Democrats will not want to enforce the nation's border laws even after they award parole tickets to hundreds of thousands of migrants, Jenks said. "If illegal migrants can still get in, they're going to keep coming. It's going to be all of them plus 360,000, she said. Biden's parole policy is also illegal, said Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge who works for the Center for Immigration Studies. Section 212D, 5, of the INA, Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965, limits the administration's authority to allow aliens into the United States on parole, and if they attempt to implement such a migration program, the states are going to sue them and the states are going to win. Parole is on a case-by-case basis for significant public interest or for humanitarian purposes. This plan doesn't satisfy either one of the requirements." In 1996, Congress tightened the parole rules to limit the authority of the administration to use parole to bring massive numbers of people into the country. "The proposed plan would be a power grab by the White House at the expense of Congress," Arthur said. "If you start a program like this, it's going to shift the determination for who gets to enter the United States from the legislative branch, where the Supreme Court has already said it belongs, to the executive branch," he said. The Supreme Court is currently deciding if Biden's deputies are violating the 1965 law by refusing to detail job seekers who claim they need asylum. Biden's deputies claim they have reduced the arrival of migrants at the border by offering parole to 24,000 would-be Venezuelan migrants. "That immediately showed result by reducing the number of people crossing the border unlawfully," Biden said. "The states are going to sue in Texas before Judge Matthew Kaczmarek before Judge Drew Tipton, and argue that that is going to, illegally, increase burdens on their communities, and they're going to win their case," Arthur said. "If I were them, they would just add this to the current case before Judge Tipton, and they're going to win," he added. Biden's deputies are also working with pro-migration groups in Mexico to funnel more migrants across the border. The scheme works by allowing the migrants to apply online for asylum without crossing the border illegally. The administration's PR was spotlighted by Biden's claim that thousands of migrants have crossed the border over the last several years. But since Biden's January 2021 inauguration, he and his deputies have allowed roughly 3.5 million economic migrants across the southern border, including more than a million gotaways that sneak past the few border guards left at the border. The inflow is 14 times as many as were allowed into the United States in President Donald Trump's final year, and it has helped cut wages and spike rents for at least 100 million Americans. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration which pulls human resources from poor countries and use the imported people to grow Wall Street and the economy. The colonization-like policy has extracted vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and has killed thousands of unrecognized migrants.